More than 48,000 workers across 9 U.S. states walked off the job yesterday. They're employees of General Motors, makers of Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet, and GMC. The union that represents the workers says GM is putting profits ahead of employees who've kept GM in business. The union wants GM to change its plans to close 4 plants in the days ahead. It's also pushing for better pay, benefits, job security, and for GM to share more profits with employees. General Motors says its average hourly employee makes $90,000 per year, not including benefits. And it says it offered the union a solution for 2 of the plants set to close, plus better pay, more profit sharing, and an investment in new jobs. Analysts say all 3 of the major U.S. car makers are dealing with slower sales. The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors is the largest strike by any union against any business since the last strike at GM in 2007.